45, good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Alan West, the head of the Texas Republican Party, is calling on the legislature to not worry about fairness, but to instead continue the state's history of gerrymandering to benefit the GOP. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Conservative firebrand Alan West is calling on Republican Texas legislators to protect their majority through the redistricting process that happens every 10 years. In a public letter to supporters, he wrote, quote, "They must realize this strategic opportunity and not concern themselves with fairness to the progressive socialist left." Texas's voting maps have been criticized for gerrymandering since they were drawn up in 2010. West has been criticized for his ultra-conservative views. He espouses the same conspiracy theories that resulted in the armed insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. He's also called for Trump voting states to secede. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
Now to the Tuesday Health Watch. The COVID-19 vaccine is being distributed, and it will be a while before there's widespread vaccination. But those who've recovered from COVID-19 are believed to have antibodies offering protection from the virus. KERA's Sam Baker talked about how long antibody and vaccine protection lasts with Dr. Robert Gottlieb of the Baylor Scott & White Health System.
After you're exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19, your body expands a range of immune cells, some that are directed at the cells that are infected with the virus, and some that are designed to produce antibodies against the virus. And that's the two types of immunity we call cellular immunity, where we have cells that attack the cells that are infected, and we're also generating cells that produce antibodies that are designed to mop up the virus, designed to bind to the virus, what we call neutralize it, by hitting the virus at spots that inactivate it and allow the other cells to come up and basically feed on the virus and destroy the virus and attack it.
And as a result,
you have two types of immunity, cellular immunity, the antibody immunity we call humoral immunity. And it's much easier to detect humoral immunity, the antibodies, than it is to detect the cellular immunity. You could be immune without having the antibodies because of the cellular responses, but it's easier to detect if you're immune because of the antibody responses.
In either case, how much protection do you get from that immunity?
An educated guess is that it will, for most people, last for the duration of this pandemic. There might be individual exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, most people will be immune for the duration of this. But we're not exactly sure. We know, for example, if you have a childhood vaccine for measles, when you get to 16, you need a booster because the immunity wanes over time. Will the immunity wane over 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? We're not quite sure. But if we can get enough people vaccinated for this pandemic, I'm quite hopeful that we'll be able to contain this.
Can you get COVID-19 again after you've had it?
So I think while there's going to be individuals that might, I think by and large it'll be less severe. And for the vast majority of people, I'm quite hopeful that any subsequent bouts are mild to insignificant. Now, it doesn't mean you might not be able to at some point get it and pass it on to somebody else, even if you're not experiencing symptoms. But it's a little bit early on. I'm quite hopeful for the vast majority of people. You've had it once for this pandemic. I think you're mostly protected. With a few exceptions, not everyone's going to obey that rule.
But should such a person then, having had COVID-19 and having developed this immunity, is it safe for them to stop wearing the mask, to stop social distancing and resume life as they once did?
So I think we still do need the masks because we need to protect the people that haven't had the opportunity to have the vaccine yet because we haven't vaccinated the community. We need to have an adequate, robust vaccination campaign where everyone that chooses to have a vaccine, that wants a vaccine, has an opportunity to get it safely before people start taking down the masks.
About the two-shot Pfizer vaccine, how much protection does the first shot provide?
If you have the vaccine today, you're not protected until your body mounts an immune response, which can take on the order of 7 to 14 days. And then you're boosting it with that second one to make it more enduring and lasting. you don't want to be exposed right after getting a vaccine. You certainly don't want to take a mask down the day after you get a vaccine because it's too early to be protected.
So we're clear, a vaccine is not the same thing as a cure.
A vaccine is not a cure. A vaccine is a way to make a virus that was going to make you sick, either make you less sick or not make you sick at all. It is uncertain whether or not you can still spread that virus even as you are not getting sick. So it might be possible that you might be protected after a period of time after you develop your immune response, but it's also possible you still might be able to carry that virus to infect somebody else. We just don't know enough about that, and that's why we want to, instead of answering that question, we'd rather just get everyone that wants a vaccine access in an orderly fashion.
That was KERA's Sam Baker talking with Dr. Robert Gottlieb.